Pippa Hudson. Lines are always open on 021-446-0567.
Rob WhatsApping to say you know you're in South Africa when you carry your cell phone because it has a torch. Rob, I feel you. Somebody on their WhatsApp also telling me Blue Downs has already had one period of load shedding between 11:30 and 12:30 today. So feel it. It's here. It is happening today, and be prepared for it, please. It does take a bit of a refresher to remember which area you're in, etc. But please go and do the research now while you've got access to a computer that's functioning on electricity. Right, they've been called entitled, they've been called self-indulgent, superficial, narcissistic. But in between the selfies and the series binge-watching, the so-called Generation Z is actually quietly taking on the world, sometimes not so quietly, pushing boundaries, fighting back, pushing for social and environmental change. And one of the country's leading newspapers recently took some time to get up close and personal with some of the South African members of this generation, chatting to them about the brands they favor, the products they love, the celebrities they admire, the things that they aspire to. And to talk to us about what those answers reveal, I'm delighted to welcome on the line Eben Gevers, who's Deputy General Manager for Sales and Marketing at the Tiso Black Star Group, which owns the Sunday Times, which commissioned this survey, and Bongani Chinkanda, who is the CEO of HDI Youth Marketeers, who conducted the survey. Gentlemen, both of you, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Great to have you with us.
Thank you, Pippa.
Glad to be here. Yeah, but let me start with you. The Sunday Times Generation Next Youth Survey, as it's called, is now in its 14th year. What prompted the paper to commission this in the first place?
You know, I think fundamentally, a few years ago, well, basically 14, 15 years ago, the understanding of the youth market was quite limited. So there was an understanding that they're interested in certain things, but we didn't quite know. And I think, to a large extent, many, many years ago, there wasn't exactly a significant amount of feedback mechanisms like we have now with social media, where the young people will actually tell you what they like, what they don't like, and those kind of things. So from our point of view, what we really wanted to do was to a certain extent, render a service to our advertisers so that they have a better understanding of how to reach that market, but also from our point of view, so that we could start predicting trends and actually seeing what works, what doesn't work, etc. So really, for us, it was just trying to get a more in-depth understanding of what younger people actually, what they like, what they don't like, and what they consume.
Eben, interestingly, that it comes from a newspaper, because I'm sure there are lots of people who would say young people don't read newspapers. They get all their news online.
That's exactly one of the reasons why we wanted to do it. So with the Sunday Times, we're actually quite fortunate that we have such a wide audience. And I won't go into the detail or try and sell the paper, but ultimately, we've actually got quite a wide audience that encompasses the whole family. You know, it's one of the few publications where when you get it on a Sunday, whether it's delivered or you pick it up, that it kind of gets flipped into different parts where mom will read that, dad will read that, and the kids get involved as well, or the younger people get involved as well. But that's exactly why, one of the reasons why we wanted to do this, so that we can actually see, you know, what the uptake is, where the you know, our other platforms need to take over, where print might not be do so well, or even what kind of content to provide to these young people so that we can stay relevant and they can continue to read the publication.
Okay. Bongani, let me bring you in at this point. Let's talk a little bit about the methodology of who you spoke to and how you spoke to them. Can you give us a sense of how the survey was conducted?
Yes. So we have partnered with Standard Times for the last 14 years, as Eben said. And what we did was it was a three-phased approach. So the first part was what we call kind of curating the questions with the youth. So we go out and so an example would be which is the coolest fashion brand? And then they were to list it. And then we came up with a questionnaire to say, so they've given us five brands that we can go into the market with. And then it was quantitative. Then we would send out questionnaires where the youth voted. And then it was qualitative part where it was around interviews in terms of why they chose that. So it was a three-phased approach, and in total we interacted with 12,500 youth.
12,500 youth. So it's a pretty big sample. Yes. Of what sort of age? How do you define a youth for the purposes of the survey?
Yeah, so we've got kids, teens, and young adults. So you're looking at the age of 8 to 12, which is kids. Teens is 13 to 18, and the young adults is 19 to 22.
Okay.
And it's weighted according to the demographic of South Africa. So it's 50-50 in terms of males and females. It's skewed towards black individuals because just the way that our country is made up.
So it reflects the demographics of the country. It, understood.
It definitely does.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm interested to hear that there was both the quantitative and the qualitative segment, because I got as far as reading the category that said who is the coolest sports person, Bongani. And yes, to my distress, in the top 10, I saw the name Oscar Pistorius, and I saw it was there last year as well. I felt sick to my stomach reading that, because how anybody could regard that sort of a person as cool baffles me completely. Can you talk to us about that inclusion in that particular category?
So, that's why it's important to say that we've curated this with the young people. It's because we can't tell them to say take out Oscar because of what happened. So they came up with the names that are there, and what we do basically is take what they're saying, and these are the conversations youth are having. So one could look at it in terms of, it could be perception. Is it that maybe the youth tend to look at what he achieved rather than the sad story that came after? So one cannot, as a facilitator and as a connector of brands to youth, we cannot detect the conversation that our youth are having with themselves and with brands.
Okay, I'm saddened and relieved. I'm relieved to hear you say that, because the initial response when I said to my colleagues, guys, take a look at this result, the response was maybe that's a mistake. The name was left on a list of choices given to them that had been there for years. You've said to us emphatically that's not the case. That answer came from them without direction, or sort of anyone nudging them in that direction. And I'm sure some of our listeners would like to have a conversation about what that says, because to me, I mean, since when is killing your partner deemed cool? It's a hurdle I can't get over mentally. And as somebody's already said on Twitter, a massive slap in the face for everybody who's working to try and change our gender violence problem. But Bongani, it's not your perception that's important to stress. And I know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So to add to that, Pippa, I mean, when you look at 2017 and you look at 2018, and I think it sometimes depends on what's happening in the news, right? So my perception would be, because last year maybe there was the movie that was played on Oscar or GSTV that could have brought up the name again. Because when you look at Benny McCarthy, he's not there in 2017, but this year he's at number 10. And Benny came back to coach Cape Town City, so his name was back in the press. So it also depends on the sort of conversations that are happening, good or bad, in the media, and the perception is there again. So that could probably be a reason why his name popped up again, or his name is still there.
Okay, interesting interesting thoughts, Bongani. Okay, let's move on to some of the other categories. Is there an overall coolest brand category besides the individual? I mean, there are more than 70 of the individual brands, but which brand emerged triumphant, if there is such a thing, from this survey?
Yeah, so again, Nike takes it.
Nike, okay.
And I was impressed. The lady from Nike came on stage with a Nigerian soccer jersey for the World Cup. So I guess that's why they end up being the coolest brand overall. So Nike did take it this year.
Okay, followed by Samsung and Adidas. We seem to like our footwear.
Yes.
Okay.
And from an Adidas perspective, it's actually not more footwear. I think Adidas, because when you look at from a coolest fashion brand, Nike was dethroned by Adidas.
Okay.
So I think it's more from a fashion perspective. Rather than footwear, so I think it would be more an overall how the brand is perceived.
Okay.
by the youth. Yes.
Bongani, are there any other categories that you want to mention where there were very surprising results, or perhaps really seeing a trend starting to emerge? Anything that made your own eyebrows raise when you saw the outcome?
Yeah. So I mean, there's always. I think we like the interaction between BMW and Mercedes-Benz. One in this year, one out the next year. So I think that's always an interesting category. And then, interestingly enough, when you see the high-end chocolates as Lindt and Ferrero Rocher, Ferrero Rocher was number one this year. Bauer has always kind of taken it. And then you see Lindt also moving up, which is quite interesting considering the economic times that we're in. And then another one that we found quite interesting was, well, I guess McDonald's still keeps at the top. I think for me it's those two that are always quite interesting. And then it was MTN dropped to number four, preceded by, I mean, beaten by Telkom. So you can see that Telkom, the turnaround strategy going towards mobile, that Sipho Maseko has been punting, it's starting to work for them. So being perceived as the note, I think our generation, the older ones, we know the bad service we had with Telkom, with landlines, and I guess the youth are experiencing it on mobile, and I think it's working for them.
Bongani Chinkanda, thanks for giving us that summary of the results. He's the CEO of HDI Youth Marketeers, who are those who conduct the survey. Just to wrap up the conversation, let me bring you back in here, Irben, Deputy General Manager of Group Sales and Marketing at TISA Blackstar, which owns the Sunday Times. You said this data's, obviously it's interesting from a curiosity value to see what young people aspire to, what they like buying, which brands they believe in. Irben, though, as you mentioned at the start, the whole reason the survey was conceived in the first place was to give feedback back to advertisers. What would be your take out for advertisers? I mean, a lot of brand owners might look at the youth market and not pay it the attention they should because it's perceived as being one which lacks spending power and therefore isn't deserving of investment. I'm sure you'd care to disagree with them, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, absolutely. I think there's two factors to consider once again. The first one is that there's a high degree of aspiration involved here as well. So even if as a brand owner, you might not think that the youth can afford your product at this stage, there is a high degree of aspiration, which will lead either to them becoming your future consumer, or you have to consider this also, I hate to use the word nagging, but there is a nagging factor, you know, to say, Dad, you have to buy the Mercedes-Benz, Mom, you have to buy the BMW, those kind of things. So I think that's a big part to consider as well. And then also the one thing that we see day in and day out is that young people they'll make sacrifices to buy the brand that they really want. You know, they might save up, they might do all kinds of things to get that pair of Nikes or that Adidas shirt or whatever it is. So I think it's the kind of thing that brand owners must, without a doubt, pay attention to the youth. But the one thing that we always tell people is, you know, be authentic. Just be real. Don't try and talk down to them. Don't try and assume you know exactly what they're doing. Ask them. Pay attention to the social media. Pay attention to the commentary. Pay attention to what they're doing. You know, to the sneaker bonds that spring up and all of the sneaker swaps that spring up all over the place, etc. You know, you have to pay attention to that and actually just understand what your consumer is at the moment, but also that future consumer is absolutely vital to consider.
Irben Gevers, thank you. Some very interesting insights there. Irben's the Deputy General Manager of Group Sales and Marketing at the TISA Blackstar Group, which owns the Sunday Times newspaper. And if you want to look at all the results for yourself, you're going to find them published in this weekend's Sunday Times. So on the 17th of June, the polling results, the analysis across all of the categories are going to be published in a supplement, which is going to accompany the Sunday Times this coming weekend. So if you're interested in delving deeper, go and take a look, look out for the paper on Sunday this weekend.